I want to call the apparitions of Mary a heathen deity, but nonetheless they are. And as Seventh-day Adventists, we have to understand them as that. Now, this particular study is a follow-up study to Daniel 11, 40 to 45, a study that we do titled The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North. And in that study, we looked at Daniel 11, 30 to 36, as verses which the pioneers identified as verses which describe how papal Rome came into power at the beginning of the Dark Ages. And we said that verse 32 through 35 were describing the persecution that takes place after the papacy comes to rule in the Dark Ages, and we're speaking of Daniel 11. And in Daniel 11:36, we see a verse that most Bible commentators say is the verse that Paul uses to paraphrase the passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where he talks about the man of sin. And our contention is that from verse 30 onward to the end of the chapter, the main subject is the papacy. Now, some take verse 37 and onward and suggest that that's describing France and the French Revolution. Some people say Turkey. But we believe with what we understand to be sound reasoning that verse 36 is describing the characteristics of the papacy, 37, 38, and 39 as well. But what we want to look at the beginning of this study here is a verse here in these verses of Daniel 11 that will help us identify what's going on in Catholicism today as we're at the end of the world. And in verse 36, it talks about the king that exalts himself, and we would suggest that this is the man of sin, the man that sits in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. And we submit to you that this narrative of the papacy simply continues in verse 37. Verse 37 says this, "Neither shall he," the papacy, "regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all." And certainly the papacy's characteristics is this magnifying itself above all. And Bible commentators that understand this verse to be describing the papacy would say that that he doesn't have regard the desire of women is identifying the celibacy as one of the rules in the papacy. But let's look at verse 38. "But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not."